Listener Joe wrote, Cleve's constant, never-ending thank yous to the 1,754 donors for this past pledge drive are worse than listening to a broken record. It's the final extension of the mythical 7-day drive. Mythical because it begins a good 2 weeks earlier with continual announcements and pleas for early pledges online. Then we endure at least 7 days, and then this past case, an additional day the following week, also ballyhooed for all the days before that Tuesday. Now we're being rewarded with Cleve's thank you loop, 2 or 3 times an hour a day, and now 2 days after the extended drive ended. Will it ever end? Has he seen Groundhog Day? Perhaps he might consider phoning the 1,754 donors instead of annoying the listening public ad nauseum, literally. Listener Digby Delgado wrote, If I could be boss of bosses at WHQR, I would move the Diane Rehm program to 10 a.m. live. If this isn't possible, move it to 10 p.m. instead. I enjoy Jamila and also the live Metropolitan Opera performances very much. However, I would surely reduce some of the classical music during the 9 to noon weekday segment and could probably do without Sunday Baroque entirely. Last week's comment from a listener about, quote, scary church music, unquote, on Sunday mornings drew a flurry of responses. With one exception, all were strongly in support of the program with heart and voice. That one exception was a writer who heartily dislikes both heart and voice and pipe dreams on Sundays. But more typical were these. Robin Spinks of Wrightsville Beach wrote, I'm sorry that others are scared of the beautiful classical choral music you play on Sunday morning. For me, it has the opposite effect. I grew up with this beautiful music at church, and it is a source of great joy, peace, and comfort to me. Thank you. Nell Smith wrote, I sing in the choir at First Presbyterian Church. As far as I'm concerned, the writer is to be pitied because they will never know the joy and uplifting that beautiful music can bring to one's soul. Please don't ever take these programs off the air. You will never know how much they are appreciated. Well, since we did complete our one-day wrap-up on Tuesday, and we do thank you for that, here's a sample of comments that have come in since the last feedback. Tom Reedy and Carol Kirby of Southport wrote, The more classical music, the better. Gregory Kearney of Whiteville wrote, I would like to hear more jazz and blues. Katie Stewart Taylor of Bergall wrote, I love This American Life. I use it in my middle school library to give my students practice in understanding information in audio formats. Sue Jameson wrote, I love Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Phil Furia is a treasure, and I feel so lucky he is one of our own. Joseph Clorty wrote, I like opera, but prefer conversation and news. Barbara Reed of Southport wrote, Your contributions are down because of the advent of the radio station 95.9, which plays only classical music, with some interruptions, and asks for no support. It's nice to listen to in the car. It will be a challenge for you now and in the future. Martha and Gus Bachman wrote, I love the educated approach of the DJs for classical music. Your competitor classical station can't hold a candle to Jamila, Bob, and others. Thanks for a wonderful staff. Marina Duratmaroff wrote, Your programming is sensational. Thank you for all of your charm and hard work. Waking up to Bob Workman every morning is a treat. The cultural calendar is fantastic, as are the weekend shows. They are the reason why my house is clean. Polly Shaver of Carolina Beach wrote, I had the most stressful Monday morning in years. Hearing George play Ella Fitzgerald at 1:10 p.m. nearly made me cry, but oh, how soothed I felt. By 1:26 p.m., hearing Glenn Miller's Chattanooga Choo Choo, I am almost recovered. This was worth paying for. Gene Peterkin wrote, Regular public radio programming creates driveway moments and is far preferable and constantly improving. Diane Rehm is the only time I switch off. Stephen Preston of North Topsail Beach wrote, I'd like better reception in North Topsail. A competing radio station makes you hard to hear. Glenn Dodson wrote, I've been a public radio guy since I was a volunteer announcer at WUNC in the late 70s. I love all the programming, but I do miss the second hour of Talk of the Nation. Maria McIntyre and John Hazelton wrote, Thank you for your tireless efforts in bringing quality public radio to our region. I very much appreciate your bringing the Diane Rehm Show. It would be wonderful to have it live for the full 2 hours in the morning. Wait, Wait, and Car Talk are favorites at our house. We would love to hear less Baroque and more variety in music in the day or evenings. Smooth Landings is a gem. Thank you for your service and dedication. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org, and our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. Thanks again for supporting WHQR in our one-day wrap-up, and thanks for your feedback.